Until Dmitri was a young boy, his village was in Poland. The cows, the pigs, the chickens, the men working the fields, the women washing the clothes, all of them were Polish. Then something happened. Dmitri could see no change, but the schoolmaster told him that the village was now in Russia. The cows, the pigs, the chickens, the men and the women, all of them belonged to the Tsar. That night, Dmitri squinted at the pigs as he poured slop into their trough, but they seemed to be the same pigs as before. They had not changed. The hills around him had not moved. They were the same hills. But now they were Russian hills. He did not understand. It seemed to him that he, and the pigs, and the chickens, and all the rest, did not belong to the Tsar. It seemed to him that he belonged to himself. When Dmitri was 12, a tall blackbird with long legs landed in his family's garden and stood among the cabbages and the potato plants, its crested head held high. The bird was as tall as Dmitri, and when it walked, it lifted its legs with regal grace, staring at the ground beneath its feet as if startled to find black dirt there rather than fine carpets. When Dmitri's mother hurried from the house to chase the bird away, it took 3 leaping steps and then launched itself in the air, rising on powerful wings. The bird circled the garden as if searching for something, and then flew away over the marsh. The bird was lost, Dmitri knew. He had never seen another one like it in the marsh. He felt sorry for the bird and hoped that it found its way home. Petro Komeninski, the schoolmaster who taught the village children 3 times each week, reminded Dmitri of that bird. Komeninski was tall and thin like the bird. In hands as soft as a woman's hands, he held a quill pen delicately and showed the schoolchildren how to write in a graceful script. Komeninski did not fit the village, and the village did not fit him. The son of the storekeeper, he had traveled to the city and attended the university there. He had come back to teach in the village school and work in his father's store. There was a strange and restless energy about Petro Komeninski. Sometimes, after the children had spent the morning reciting their alphabet and working sums, he would tell them about the city and the world beyond it. He would talk about distant places, Paris and Vienna and London, and a place called America that was unimaginably far away.